This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We've been highlighting some unsung economic indicators this week. And today, because it is Friday, the Beer Purchasers Index. The National Beer Wholesalers Association surveys beer purchasers every month on what they are buying. And in February, total purchases were up from a year earlier, and what are called below-premium beers, in particular, think Keystone Light or Pabst Blue Ribbon, they were up. So, on the theory that beer can tell us a lot about this economy of ours, we've done our own research to tap into that Friday feeling.
My name is Jason Perkins, owner of Perks Beer and Beverage in Scarborough, Maine. We are a family-owned business focusing on craft beer in the area. Looking at the prior 6 months, Maine craft beer, which we focus on, that's our number one seller. We've actually seen a 5% decrease in sales. Craft beer on a whole, we've seen an 8% decrease. We've seen actually a 7% increase in import and domestic. When we started here 4 years ago and for a while, we're on the floor. We're talking to our customers all the time. We know their names. We have good relationship with them. No one ever mentioned price. They were going after the newest beer out there. And over the past, again, 6 months to a year, we've had a lot of conversations where price is a factor now. They're seeing some of these four packs that, again, are $16, $17, some of them $20 four packs where they're mentioning it. And like that wasn't going on before. So we're starting to see a shift back to brand loyalty where people aren't kind of turned off by their pricing because they know it's going to be quality beer and they're going to go out there and buy it. Less than that, it's if you're a beer drinker, you're a beer drinker. And that doesn't really exist anymore with the younger people coming through now where it's, you know, a typical night could be a beer, a seltzer, and a cocktail, or a beer, seltzer, and a glass of wine. So to be seltzer is to be ready to drink cocktails that are just exploding right now. I got into this because, I was really passionate about the local craft beer scene. But I have followed along in that same trend where learning about wines and really preferring some of the lighter, seltzers and ready-to-drink cocktails, especially in the summertime.
Proprietor Jason Perkins at Perks Beer and Beverage up in Scarborough, Maine.